Deb, talk about this and that.
You know, I'm a little hurt. I guess I missed the conversation yesterday about pro wrestling.
Right.
And we were talking about how, you know, wrestlers, like, you know, maybe start out here and then they go into
professional wrestling, right?
So, yeah, and we were talking about Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Right.
Who is now an actor.
Right.
Very successful actor. I love his movies. Love the show Ballers on HBO. Now, the other guy who had a slew of movies just recently and has actually wasn't that bad of an actor, John Cena.
Yep.
You know, he was, I remember him from The Marine and what was that movie where
he was in a romantic comedy.
Yeah, not too long ago.
He was, well, he's been in Trainwreck. He was in Trainwreck.
Right.
With
he had
Amy.
Like three movies back to back.
Yeah, he was in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. What's funny is that movie is a movie about all the men Amy Schumer's dated in her life.
It's right.
He played
like a biography.
Yes, he actually was playing and making fun of. She dated a wrestler, Dolph Ziggler.
Really?
And so that was kind of the
the inside joke.
Yes,
on that.
Yes. And Dolph is if I don't know if you've seen the movie, he plays kind of like a big macho man that's like not really sure, like kind of metrosexual but macho. Mm-hmm. and so it makes
yeah,
fun of Dolph.
Almost,
I have not, yeah,
almost yes. Alluding that there might be
yes.
Like interest in the other
yes and
gender.
so that's one. He's in that movie with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, the about sisters.
Yeah. Right.
Very plays a very small part in that. He's in Daddy's Home.
Yes, he was great in that.
And he's going to be, and he was in Daddy's Home 2, I believe, as well. Those are just some of the ones that pop off the top of my head.
But yeah,
he's supposed to be in Thor Ragnarok.
Really?
Yes.
That's something to look out for when I watch
yes.
that movie.
People not sure what he's going to play. A lot of it's rumored that he's going to play himself. Because, you know, the whole purpose of Ragnarok is they go and get every planet's best champion.
Is that the plot?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's the whole premise of Ragnarok, is that's it's the collector or the
putting on like a big gladiatorial
yes.
combat between
and so,
all the
yes and
the
so that's why
warriors,
yeah, that's why Thor gets taken and Hulk gets taken so they some people presume that John Cena will be Earth's mightiest hero. Yes.
It's kind of funny.
Well, you know, the thing about Cena is you can't
see him. No.
Well, he's actually in a lot of movies.
Yes. Yeah.
You just don't see him.
You know,
looks like 12 Rounds, Legendary.
Yes, 12 Rounds.
The Reunion.
I have not seen any of those films,
not seen
actually.
The Reunion, but as you mentioned, Trainwreck, Sisters. He's been in a lot of TV stuff.
Yeah. I believe he's been a lot of TV stuff.
You know, you mentioned
he's
that you
doing
can't
commercials with his mom.
Can't
now.
See this.
You can't see me.
Yeah.
He actually just did a big, like a long commercial with Cricket, he made fun of this fact that you can't see him. It was this big deal about how actually every time we do see him, is he's being computer generated onto the screen because in reality
you cannot actually
he's
see
him. Actually invisible. Yes, and it's like it shot to like the guy. He's like, yeah, you know, every time John Cena wrestles or he's in a movie or a commercial or a TV show, yeah, I'm that guy that puts him in there. He's like, he's like, it's a long job. I never see my family. He's like, but and people don't even believe me when I say I know John Cena because I've never seen with him.
But yeah,
it was really funny.
But we were talking about, you know, wrestlers who had transitioned from one thing to another, or maybe transitioned in the case I was thinking of Marcellus Black, who was Brennan Williams. He used to be a professional football player. I think he was just kind of a bench warmer.
Yeah.
But he was with the Patriots for like a couple days or something like that. But then he moved into pro wrestling.
You know that a lot of people think that Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, tied in for the New England Patriots, might wrestle after his NFL career is over.
I mean, like if you're already
name like Gronk,
yeah,
why
I know, right?
You,
right?
If you're already like a 300-pound guy, you
I
know,
mean,
then
and he's such a bro, like he's such a Gronk
such
is
a
such
bro.
A bro, like. You know, like when he's in the off season. Actually, the Gronkowskis, him and his brothers had a big like cruise after the season was over.
Yeah,
called the Gronk cruise.
The Gronk.
Yeah, cruise. And you got to party on a cruise boat with the Gronkowskis. But yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
And a lot of UFC UFC fighters come over and wrestle in WWE as well.
Well, see, I can see that working, but there was a promotion in like I think early 2000 about pro wrestlers trying to do actual fighting, and it was just.
It goes the other way too. Bobby Lashley is a UFC fighter. CM Punk is a UFC fighter.
Brock Lesnar was an excellent UFC fighter for couple of fights he fought.
Yep, and there's been rumors about him going back over, but probably not because John Bones Jones, once he won the heavyweight belt or whatever, he called Brock out. But then John Bone Jones got caught with drugs again. Oh. So he's been suspended. So now people think that Bones Jones will come on over to WWE and they'll have a feud on
that. You know what I would like to see is Kimbo Slice. Not actually a super great UFC fighter. He was kind of middling.
Yeah.
But R.I.P. He's a super big, imposing figure. I would have liked to have seen him.
Kimbo probably could have been great. Gotta miss Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
But you guys know, right, that professional wrestling's not real.
Don't say fake. Right? It's because it's not fake.
But it's not real.
It's scripted.
Yes.
Yes, we do know that.
You both realize that, right?
Yes. No, Deb. I thought it was completely real.
I don't think Zach knows.
Yeah, scripted.
Santa Claus told me it's real.
Well, then, in the New York Times told me that Santa Claus was real.
Yes.
That he exists in the hearts and joy of all man.
Yes.
But not women, just man.
Just, well, you didn't have to go there with it, man. Oh, my goodness. So, Deb, how do you feel about current international affairs?
Rocket Man.
Yeah, exactly.
That was quite the transition.
Gonna be a long, long time.
Well, yeah, you mentioned sort of you made me think of gender politics, and made me think of national news, which made me think of international news, which made me think of Deb, because in between news segments, we've been kind of making fun of this because it seems more akin to like a schoolyard.
Oh,
argument
yes.
rather than yeah. a like yes. serious conversation yeah, between leaders right. of state.
You called me Rocket Man and I didn't like it, so now I'm going to put an H-bomb in the ocean and do a test. And well,
and also you're a senile old man.
I'm rubber and you're glue.
I saw somebody tweet out that they're 99% sure Donald Trump called him Rocket Man because he couldn't remember his name.
I really don't know. It's as far as like actual political affairs go, there's like a lot of arguments you can make for and against Donald Trump. But what is so shocking to me is he is just utterly different from any other politician. On the face of the
planet. Never
like,
seen
he doesn't act like a politician.
He is not a politician, I think, is the key. And that's why a lot of people wanted to vote for him, was they felt he was kind of an outsider outside of the Beltway and hadn't been through the process of having the...
like the...
The edges kind of knocked off on you where your diplomacy skills are a little better, a little more refined than they are in business,
The big media.
Don't want to hurt people's feelings when you're in, when you're a diplomat.
A big public
now,
figure.
Now, if you're a CEO, you don't really care because you're doing what's best for your business and,
Well, it's like any time that they would attack him over... that particular, the big media outlets would attack him over that particular facet of his, persona, like, he would just embrace it, and he circumvents the media in such a way that he's starting to make at least certain news outlets look kind of silly, because they're, like, so desperate to attack him, when it turns out there's even a grain of truth to the thing he says, they just look crazy, because they've been denying what he said, like, crazy, like, they had he actually did, like, his chief of staff did end up getting wiretapped, something like that.
Yeah.
When the outlets have been saying, oh, no, he's been lying. He was never wiretapped. That's ridiculous that he was wiretapped. And then it came out he actually was wiretapped. Yeah. And there's just, you know, he wasn't wiretapped. It was his chief of staff or something like that. But right. just because there is any truth to that at all, it makes those outlooks look completely crazy because they're so desperate to, you know, swipe at
him. The war that CNN and him have waged on each other is just nuts.
It's out of control.
It is absolutely nuts.
I think we all need to take a step back and breathe.
I've never seen
a media cycle looks like.
A media outlet just viciously attack, you know, somebody like that. It's and then him to go right back at it. And then, you know, then you've got Fox coming at CNN and CNN throwing back at Fox. And Hannity does his fake news roundup several times during right. the, you know, week or whatever. And so it's, yeah, it's gotten a little... Sometimes it's entertaining to watch, and sometimes you're just like, golly.
As someone who's only ever worked local news and, yeah. like, never had to chase a national news cycle, it's kind of frightening, like, because when a local event happens, we need to jump on it as fast as possible. Yeah. So imagine trying to do that for the whole nation, and that just seems like a nightmare. So I kind of understand, like, the difficulties they face, but...
Well, and some of it is a matter of access, right?
Right.
And transparency... in government. I'm not you know, as a reporter, I am not going to weigh in on the CNN versus Trump versus Fox versus MSNBC, the whole bit. I mean, I think, yeah, there are news outlets that are taking very specific stances, you know. I mean, we're your conservative choice, we're your left-leaning choice. MSNBC lean forward. but what I think is the key is previous administrations, and really in most situations in a news cycle, you have someone who's providing the information and they don't come out and block and cover up and hide, and
right.
then later tweet something that was the information you were seeking. And I think that that's been kind of the frustration that those who work on Capitol Hill have been faced with is just, you know, if you're a White House correspondent, I mean, good luck.
Like, you,
because, you know, if things will be tweeted that you can't confirm, you can't deny, I mean, he'll just let stuff, you know, the president just lets stuff out of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know.
And sometimes it's just his opinion.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a
and
thing
sometimes
that ends up
there's
happening
something
later.
There.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you never, you're not sure which way it's going. You don't know if it's true, if it's not true. And with no one else there trying to confirm it or deny it or even provide any guidance on which way it's going, I think that puts the reporters in a position where they're stuck, you know, between a rock and a hard place.
I wonder so much what future historians are going to think of Trump, because I think looking back, in much the same way that Reagan changed what it meant to be a conservative Republican, I think Trump has changed the image of conservative Republicans in such a profound way that more centrist Republicans are going to look different now. I think far right-leaning Republicans are going to look different now. And the way that he's changed the way the president interacts with the public
right.
is that's going to echo into the annals of history forever. Like this idea that the president can have a direct line of communication with the people rather than having to go through a news outlet or a media is going to change the way the presidency is viewed forever.
Right. And that's interesting, you know, because we wind up, instead of chasing a news story, reporters are chasing a Twitter feed, which, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't have Twitter, so if you didn't have Twitter, without those reporters chasing the Twitter feed, you wouldn't know what he had tweeted or, you know, what's going on. But I think that, I mean, it's a bold, different direction than any president has ever taken.
And rather than, like, hiring reporters, a lot of news outlets are now hiring, like, fact checkers. Like, their job is just to watch things that come down social media and make, like, confirm, are they true? What is the legitimacy of this statement? Like, are people arguing this based in fact? Are people arguing this based on whatever? And maybe they're just saying, hey, how can we spin this so that this looks like this is fake? How can we spin this so that it looks like it's true, you know? And it's making the media cycle something different than it ever has been before. So national news is just in an absolute tizzy right now, and I don't know what it's going to look like when everything has calmed down.
Well, you know, to take away from that a little bit, we've been talking about pro wrestlers, and we've been talking about the president. Did you hear the rumors about The Rock running
for president?
I
have heard those rumors, yes.
President, would he go by The Rock? President The Rock?
President The Rock, or President Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. How would that work?
The President Rock.
I don't know. Is that where we're at now?
Jesse Ventura, when he ran for governor successfully.
Right? Jesse the Body Ventura?
Yeah. He went by Governor Ventura.
Okay.
Yes, up in
Minnesota. I mean, you want to be as professional as possible, right?
Minnesota.
Schwarzenegger was the governator. Yeah. So.
Well, that wasn't like... Well, he did eventually embrace
it. He embraced it.
It wasn't like he came up with that and like ran on that platform.
And I had a governor shirt.
We are getting a call.
And he was in California, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Hollywood. So we are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes. I was wanting to advertise some round bales of hay for sale.
Sure thing.
And if I want $16 a bale for them. And my number is 620-485-3253.
620-485-3253.
Yeah, and there's an answer machine. Just lay your name, number, and I'll get back with you when I can.
All right. I'll get that listed for you. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You are listening to Open Line, and I think we're pretty good to wrap up this segment of Zach, Matt,
I
and
hope
Deb
so.
Talk about this and that, but I think it's been a pretty heavy segment. Do you guys have any closing words before we go?
It was so light and fun.
Yeah,
and
I know, and then Zach had to throw that in
like,
there.
What about the president?
Well, you know, I really like when I get to put these online, like having really different, like Zach and Matt talk about spooky clowns and knife fights was the first one, like really different things, you know?
The best one we've done, you were gone, grass to superheroes.
Oh, yeah. Cutting grass and superheroes.
That's
yes.
That's where we started and then where we ended.
Yeah, so I really like differentiating them.
Yes.
Maybe look for a better segue next time, I guess.
So have you been using your beer-powered mower in your...
I sure have, Deb, yeah.
Superman cape?
Maybe I'll wear one next time, Deb. I mean, I'm right next to the Early Learning Center. I bet the kids would appreciate it.
Yeah, or dress up as Spider-Man.
Something like
that. Although that'd be terribly hot out
it
there.
It would
Mom.
Be really hot and yep. awkward looking as I get progressively sweatier. Anyway, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Stay tuned for the ONN Beef Roundup.